shunt of your boy Redacted.
Back in the building, it's Redacted and what's going on? What's happening, bro?
Not much, man. Chillaxing, relaxing, usual dumb shit.
What's
the real dumb shit?
It seems like we talk about this every week.
What, dumb shit?
Well, a bit more specific than that.
What were you like?
Dolomite? Yeah.
I'm sure
we spoke about it like three episodes in a row.
Just one episode. We mentioned it three times. That's about it.
Nah, we mentioned it when Keenan Michael Peele was in it.
Yeah.
We mentioned it when there was someone else.
No, that was it. That's the only one. You're thinking of Black Dynamite, which is technically racist.
Nah.
The other guy. What's that? Was it Michael J. White? And he plays Outlaw something.
Nah. There was something else. Yeah. I'll think of it and then I'll remind you.
Yeah, don't worry. No,
off air, obviously.
Yeah, we'll
but
do it, yeah,
we'll see. But yeah, T.I. Dolomite!
Makes sense. I mean,
does it?
That's it?
No, I said does it. Yeah. I'm not saying I don't want him to be in it, but.
Well, like, I mean, like, he's in Ant-Man, ain't he?
So?
He's funny in it. One of them funny.
Okay.
It's a comedy. It's not like a serious. I mean, it'd be different if it was like.
It's
sort
biopic.
Of like It's not a biopic.
It's a biopic, bro.
Dolomite is not a biopic.
This Dolomite is a biopic.
Of the one
the one that I've been keep telling you people are in is a biopic.
Doesn't make no damn sense. I mean, unless it's about the guy that's playing Dolomite in that film.
Well, probably. It'll be about the whole thing, innit? The whole, like, how Dolomite came to be. What's Dolomite about? The actor that played him.
I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, you, but everyone doesn't know what it's about.
Then people should just watch the original film.
Yeah, but what if they want to know about the behind the scenes?
That's what I thought DVD commentary is for.
Not every DVD has commentary.
Then make that DVD have commentary.
But if it already doesn't.
Subtitles.
It's too late. Dolomite.
It's all good. I mean, like, I ain't complaining. I mean, I'm still waiting on that Last Dragon reboot, so I will probably be waiting for them forever.
I'm sure I've read something about that recently.
Well, there was meant to be like rumors about Chris Brown picking it up.
Chris
again.
Brown. Mm. Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Chris Brown. Nah, fuck that dude, bruv.
Nah, that guy would be so sick in it. You see the way he dances, bruv.
Hopefully he's going to say, you've seen the way he hits people in the mouth.
He hits people in the mouth as well. So, I just feel sorry for whoever's showing off is. It might be Busta Rhymes.
Fuck that dude.
Busta Rhymes and Chris Brown in Last Dragon. That's the last sort of speculation I had. But
nah, fuck that dude.
That would be good.
Fuck that dude.
Hello.
Speaking of documentaries.
Okay. No, you're changing the tone of the program. I don't think it's on brand.
What do you mean?
Do documentaries, it's just films.
Documentaries a film?
Go ahead. I'm it's your show run until like the 20th, so. You do whatever you want, yeah. I'm just going to be humble. I'm going to, you know, consolidate everything that's raging me, and I'm just going to let rip on 20. It's fine.
All right.
Roll so, which 20. Documentary?
A Monster Squad.
Off Monster Squad, or about monsters?
No, of Monster Squad.
That's a documentary, man.
They're doing a documentary, yeah. The guy that was in it, he's directing it.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Why not?
So, it's about the whole... kid exploitation horror films that were going on in the 80s?
Well, probably they'll touch on that, but at the time the film was a box office bomb, so they'll probably touch on that, talk to the cast and the crew.
This is the thing, like, you have to define what a box office bomb is, because...
It made no money.
Yeah, It made no money in the cinema, but it made loads of money on VHS.
Yeah, but that's not like not a loads market. Of money area, yeah. though, is it? It's not
well,
really
this
like...
is it. You forget like Blockbuster, the rentals, and all that madness. It was a different economy, so they made bank easy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, like, maybe you should watch the documentary and find out.
Maybe. But Monster Squad is, like, a documentary.
Yeah, it's called Wolfman's Got Nods.
Oh, good title. Wolfman did have nods.
What's he on? On board for the title, but not the documentary.
Nah, I mean, like, they can't complain that they didn't make more money in order to make more money.
I don't think it's a complaint. I just think...
yeah, but that's what it sounds like, you know, it's like...
No, but that's just one of the things that I read that was in the article. So that might be one of the things that, you know, that they're going to talk about.
Yeah, maybe.
Like how it went from being a box office bomb to a cult classic.
Yeah, but it was a cult classic because it went on to VHS. This is the thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a box office bomb.
Yeah, but it depends what you define.
And remember, that was back in the day. Look how long you had to wait until something came on video.
It was down to the indecision of the people, yeah. But something like Monster Squad would have been a straight to DVD or straight to VHS film anyway.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it would have been one of the first sort of get it, like, because it wasn't. It was B movie. I would say more C movie, if that makes sense. Like quality, because it wasn't quite a B movie. It's definitely not a AAA, you know, box office smash, as it were. I mean, they had, like, the demograph, but, you know, they had swearing, they had an optimum amount of violence in there. And,
wasn't that violent.
Wolfman and nods.
Wasn't that violent.
Yeah, but for the time it was. Remember, like, the TV and film regulations were a lot more stricter than they are now. A lot more.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. You could easily get away with more shit then than you could get away with now.
No, you could get away with more verbal shit then, but any form of violence. Really.
Yeah, but it's not that violent.
It was.
No, it's not. It's very, like, tongue-in-cheek type of violence. It wasn't, like, blood and gore type violence.
I suppose, but it was aimed at kids, so it's like one of those ones where... I don't know, it's a 15. I remember it being a 15.
Maybe.
So it's like... There would probably be things that, like, but to be fair, it would be counted as a 12 now.
Yeah.
But then 12, I think Ewan McGregor got away with a headbutt in, what was it, which Star Wars, Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Well, that was it. And they had to take out the headbutt because otherwise they would lose their 12 rating, I remember. Because I remember watching it on TV and he knighted him. Obviously, that wasn't the one that was in the cinema. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. Glasgow Kiss.
Fair enough.
Star Wars film.
It's racist.
No, it's not racist. It's factual.
No, because he's Scottish.
No, but that's what they called it. And he's a native from there. It's like, you know, Sean Connery getting sweaty balls. Sweaty balls.
So, Indiana Jones 5, delayed production. Do you care?
I'm going to let that sink in. Could you say that another time?
Indiana Jones 5, they delayed the production.
Indiana Jones 5
yeah.
has been delayed in production.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is it in
production? Because they want to make another Indiana Jones 5. They want another crack at it.
They're just trying to rinse Harrison Ford before he dies.
Probably.
That's just terrible.
Probably.
Just rinse out all the whip action that he has and fear of snakes and hats and swinging off. He can't swing from nowhere no more, though.
Might be able to.
No. I mean, Harrison Ford can, but realistically, Indiana Jones can't.
Why not?
Swing from anything. He's like, he's whole heap of old and it's in the 50s. It's like...
Yeah, but why would Harrison Ford be able to do it, but Indiana Jones can't?
Because Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford. He jumped off a waterfall in The Fugitive, so I don't doubt anything that man can do, but I'm just thinking realistically as a character, it doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
See, with that, we have to see more Shia LaBeouf, and I don't think that's...
Nah, they're not going to bring him back.
You reckon?
Nah.
Was it too much of a backlash?
Yes.
Good.
And they should bring Short Round back.
What, the Indian kid?
He was Chinese.
Is he Chinese? No, no, he was Cambodian.
Was he? whatever. Anyway,
because yeah, no, that's where the hidden treasure was, or something. It's in Cambodia. I'm probably going wrong, to be fair.
Probably.
It's in Cambodia or Tunisia or something. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not googling in show. That's my new rule. I'm not doing it. You can do it at home. It's like the activity. You know, like I used to have Saturday morning. Like if you know the answer to this question, send us a sample and show me.
Yeah.
I always thought it was kind of cheap how they had to, like, you know, give you the competition address in a short space of time and then tell you to send it on a stamped addressed envelope. Like, everybody had a stamped addressed envelope at hand.
Well, you just need the envelope at hand. You don't need the stamp.
Yes, you do. Stamped addressed envelope. Because you have to put your stamp, like, this is how it used to be, right? You just have to put your stamped addressed envelope inside the envelope and then write down the address.
No, you just write down the address and you can do all the other bits later. Yes.
Because you have to predict when the program... It's not like this YouTube or anything else. Remember, it's only like 5 seconds
ahead. Yeah, but you know it's going to happen at some time in the show. So what you do is you set up your video recorder, you record when they start saying the address, you stop it afterwards.
Okay, scrap all that video recorder nonsense, because I didn't have one until I was like 8. Which is completely pointless.
8 is old enough.
No, because all the competitions then are just loser. They're just loser.
What are you trying to record at 5? Nothing. You don't need to be entering no competition at 5 years old.
I'm saying that's how I used to. So the way I did it anyway is that I used to write down the top line of the address, the middle line of the address, and the third line of the address throughout the whole program. The hardest thing was the postcode, because you fuck up on the postcode, you're done. Yeah, I digress anyway. So, back on subject.
Indiana Jones 5.
Indiana Jones 5, no. Why? I mean, the worst thing about it is that the third one's called The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
So, the fourth one is what? Crystal Skulls.
Yeah.
And the fifth one is like...
More singular, yeah.
Huh? Crystal Skull, yeah. No, it was more than one when they found out.
Yeah, but they only found one.
And they found one originally, and they led them to all the others. Then you had John Hurt sort of like, yeah, acting weird and shit.
I don't think that's what happened.
Yeah, it was. It was a really bad film. John Hurt was acting all weird, and he was like stuck up in the mountains just writing madnesses. And then they gave him the skull, and then he started reacting to it. A couple of Nazis got their face burnt, melted off again.
Oh, maybe. That was it.
Jumped into a fridge as well with a nuclear bomb. Loads of things to discuss. But yeah, Indiana Jones 5. What are they going to call it? Back at it again?
Maybe.
Still whipping? Whipping hard?
Strong or whip? Now with Short Round?
Now with Short Round. That was even a racist name as well. Because you only call him Short Round because he's smaller than it.
Maybe it's because he liked baseball?
No, I mean, like, after the Crystal Skull, whatever it is, I blocked out the whole of, like, the...
That's harsh.
I had to.
That's harsh. Just block out that one.
Huh?
Just block out that one.
I can't. Done so many stupid things.
Just block out the last one, it's fine.
Okay. So, Indiana Jones 5, whatever it's going to be called. I've got humorous curiosity to what the title's going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck about it. At all.
Not even if they bring in a younger Indiana Jones.
It's like young Sherlock Holmes. Remember that fucking debacle?
Well, they also had a young Indiana Jones.
Did they?
Yeah, with River Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, he died, didn't he?
Was it Indiana Jones Chronicles? Maybe it was younger. I think it was young Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I reckon that must have been whacking. It wouldn't have been River.
It was.
Like, River died.
Yeah, obviously it was before he died.
Okay. Fair enough.
No one even knew who Whackham was back then. He was John Phoenix or whatever his name is before he changed it.
No, he's always been Whackham.
No, he hasn't.
I remember his sister came out and she had, like, Tales of, was it Cowboy Diaries or something? I can't remember. I can't remember what it's called, but she came out and then she was lesbian as well and it got a bit weird. She was like lesbian in the early 90s, not late 90s. So it wasn't accepted.
Okay.
She's a great actress, though. She's probably put on a lot of weight and doesn't want to act anymore, but okay, she was quite big then as well.
So?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she was the girl and eating feels it, feel the grape, maybe. I don't know. Maybe swiftly on. Before we get into some form of financial trouble.
We got no finances. We don't get paid.
Well, I've just seen him sort of at the door, making threatening gestures. Money.
I can gesture too.
What is it? That was weird. Okay, so now they are... Oh, they're brandishing bats now. Great. Oh, dear.
Let's start bringing a bat in here.
I mean, I don't even know why I don't come here, like, tooled up. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You should know by now.
Yeah, next time you hit me, I'm going to shank you. How about that? Okay, that's just kind of made them worse. They're now showing me the
obviously,
swords.
You're just afraid to shank somebody.
Yeah, they have swords as well. Why would they have swords and bats?
Just in case shit escalates, isn't it?
That's an escalation right there.
Proves my point.
It's not good at all. Anyway, let's get back to reality.
Speaking of DC movies.
Just
I thought you said you was over it.
I was then. I'm obviously not. But it's going to happen anyway, so go ahead.
Gal Gadot surprised some sick kids. In Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, I thought you said surprising kids by actually acting.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I felt so good.
I felt unnecessary.
Wow. So
low blow. What's Gal Gadot even done to anybody? What's she done to you?
Nah, she's a terrible actress. Actor. Whatever. Yeah, she's terrible. I mean, fair enough, like, be a superhero, fair enough, kick some ass, fair enough, be a strong, independent woman, but then don't star in any other films other than action films.
Maybe she won't.
Let's hope so. If she was in something like Silver Linings or something like that, or...
She can do that.
Or what's the other one? Actually, most films are trash nowadays. Like, we haven't got any sort of, like, the short play, or the, what's that one? Short film something. The one that Christian Bale was in.
The Big Short?
Big Short, that's the one.
Yeah.
Is it Big Short?
I think so, yeah.
I think we got that wrong. Fuck it. Matt, so,
that's what happens when you don't Google.
I'm not Googling. I'm not Googling during the thing. I find it's rude. So.
To who?
Huh?
To who?
Well, it's rude in general. You know, I hate when people do it out in the street now. It's like,
what, I can't Google in the privacy of my own street?
No, you can't Google whilst you're in a conversation with me to prove me wrong. I'm not going to...
So that's why you don't like it.
Yeah.
You don't like being proved wrong in your face.
No. I don't have to prove myself right. It's just long. It's like, fair enough, I appreciate our technology and where we're at with Google. But,
yeah, but don't
when
you...
people would separate themselves and then like go to their phones for facts, as it were.
Yeah, but wouldn't you prefer to find out that you're wrong there and then rather than waiting until you get home?
It doesn't matter like... when I find out I'm wrong. Let me find out I'm wrong. I don't need to be proven wrong. I'm not like some megalomaniac, you know what I mean? Like, that needs to be stopped and needs to have the right amounts of information in front of him in order to prove that his argument is somewhat flawed. I don't need that. I'm not that guy. I'm just a guy arguing about a comic or a film. You don't have to go there. You don't have to. You know what? I'm calling the authorities. Who's that? Google. You know, it's like, The worst ones are the people that speak into their phones.
Yeah.
Like, they're shouting out the argument, and they use the same sarcastic okay, Google. It's like, okay, Google. Who was the actor in Shawshank Redemption? You know, like, them ones. Like, I've seen it happen in the bar area, and I felt enraged. That's the reason why I then believed, after that point, I'm not going to ever Google. I'm not going to Google people in front of people again.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
No. It's, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. Amongst friends, a little playful banter, just to, you know, level the playing field.
Mm.
Double check, it.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. If you're going into
That's what I'm saying. I just want to double check and prove you wrong.
Well, this is it. No, it's nothing to do with double check then. It's just proving me wrong.
Why can't it be both?
It can't be.
No. Why can't it be both?
You're not that double checky about any other things in your life, other than proving somebody wrong.
Come on, when else would you want to double check?
To make sure you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fact check, that's what journalists do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And to prove you
wrong. No, to prove somebody else wrong, to prove a group wrong, but, you know. It's always the way.
Yeah, but in proving you wrong, I'm proving myself right. So it's the same thing.
So in order to feel smug, you need to put down others.
Nah, it's not about...
Straight up.
It's not about...
Factual blocks. It's fine. It's fine.
No, because I already know that I'm right. So it is to, you know, help you understand that you're wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't get twisted. It's like, it's not to do with me. It's all to do with you. It's a double turn thing.
No, it's not to do
with me. It is. It's exactly that. It's like, I want to feel better about myself.
No, but I already
He's
feel better.
He's judging some shit.
I already feel better about myself.
Him.
No, that's but I'm it. Already comfortable because I know that I'm right already. That's when I go to...
you're wrong?
That hasn't happened yet.
It has happened. Like, the worst thing about it is that you go into some form of amnesia, which is great. It's great. I appreciate it. Everyone has it. Like, everybody has that form of ego, so.
Nah.
I mean.
Nah, yeah. not redacted.
Everyone does. We're not superhuman. We're not Gal Gadot.
You don't have to be superhuman to be like that.
You need to be superhuman to understand the reason why Gal Gadot keeps on getting serious roles rather than, you know, silly, whimsical ones. But she is the new Jennifer Lopez. Karen?
She hasn't had any serious roles.
Triple Nine?
She hasn't had more than one serious role.
I can't remember. She was in two films before Wonder Woman. I don't know much.
Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah, she was in... Okay, that's not serious. Okay, fine. Fair enough. All right, cool. Next one.
Faith.
It's in Buffy Faith.
No, it was in Valiant Faith. So apparently Sony's finally pulling their finger out and they're starting to put some Valiant films into production.
Mm-hmm. I think the first one we talked about
was Bloodshot. Yeah, and
Vin Diesel. Okay, let's get a glimpse of who's who in this universe, like, because Bloodshot.
Yeah.
Who else? Manowar. Manowar's the only one I know because it's a Manowar. As well.
Yeah.
Manowar. That's the only reason I know. Faith. Who else?
Ninjak.
Is he a ninja that looks like Jackie Chan?
No. He's like a ninja. Like a ninja James Bond.
Sounds interesting. Makes sense, actually. If anything, you know. James Bond should be technically a ninja.
Why?
He'd be more effective as a spy.
Maybe, but they're two, like, different areas of expertise.
They do seem quite oxymoronic together. Because, like, if you had a ninja, why the hell would you need a spy?
Exactly, like a ninja is a spy.
If you had a spy, why would you need... Actually, you would always need a ninja. You can never have enough ninjas, personally. Yeah, I can understand why they want to combine a ninja and a spy. Right, now, are you Googling?
No.
That's good. No Googling during the show. God
Wait, you said you aren't going to. No
one
said.
Oh, so you are doing.
No one said I'm not going
to. You're full of shit.
How am I full of shit? I never said I wasn't going to do it. You said you're not going to do it. You didn't say the no Googling during the show, period.
Okay,
you just said you're not going to do it.
That's our rule.
Huh?
I didn't want to be the authoritarian person. That's our rule. I thought, you know what? He's just going to jump on board. Yeah, because it's a good thing to do. Yeah, because it's cool. It's socially responsible, you know. But fuck it. I'm going to have to impose rules and shit. It's long. So no Googling during show time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Ninjak, Quantum and Woody, Harbinger, which is like, I think that's kind of like X-Men.
Okay.
So it's more of a, like a collective. I think Faith is also in Harbinger.
Okay.
What else we got? Archer and Armstrong.
Okay. These names mean nothing.
Well, you said you wanted to know who's who and like
no,
what's
no,
going
no.
on.
I just
want
to know what films are going to be releasing or what's worth releasing.
Well, I think like Exo Manor War will be cool because, as far as I remember, he was a Roman soldier who got abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
He stole one of their suits and came back to Earth. But when he came back to Earth, it was present day.
Okay.
But yeah, the suit's meant to be dope, so that could be interesting. And a bit different as well, like a man. Well,
yeah, because
I suppose you do have a man at a time with Captain America, and
no,
a man
at a time
suit,
in a space suit,
and a man in a suit with Captain, not Captain America, Iron Man, but it's the two combined plus
he's Roman,
so he's like way out of time.
They're meant to be. See, this is the thing that confuses me, right? You know that some of the Avengers are like Greek gods and all that stuff?
No.
What, Hercules and.
Oh, yeah.
Hercules and all that shit.
They're not Avengers, but yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they're in Avengers and also in DC Comics.
Yeah.
Who technically gets the rights for movies?
Well, whoever makes the movie. Whoever makes the movie. So, like, if Marvel wanted to make a Hercules movie, then obviously they have the rights to it. And if DC wanted to make a Hercules movie, they get the rights to their own Hercules movie.
But it's their version of Hercules. That's weird. So this is the only time that I actually thought about it, because, like, you know, Man at a Time, I'm thinking... Because the only person at a time that they can introduce into Marvel would be somebody like Hercules, or, you know, didn't they have Achilles as well at some point? They had a bunch of them. I remember, like, they had a Greek god sort of thing. And,
yeah.
In DC, it's more proliferant and all that stuff. I mean, Thor is technically a Norse god.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a couple bits of mythology and all that stuff. But yeah, it's the only time I've actually realised that, yeah, the Greek god stuff, it's open territory, isn't it?
Mm, yep.
Interesting. So Man of War is a Roman, what is it, it's not, yeah, it would be better if it was Greek, actually, than the Spartan, isn't it? I would prefer the Spartan.
Why?
More violent. More of a warrior. So it's a centurion.
It just depends on how he's raised.
Yeah, Spartans are raised harshly. It's like
no, but this like you could have a Roman that was raised in a similar way.
Yeah,
like he could be raised from birth to be a warrior.
Hmm.
Like
yeah, well that's the centurions, isn't it? That's clearly different. Yeah, so Man of War is actually quite interesting. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anything about that when I was. When I was looking up articles earlier, they mentioned Faith and Bloodshot and Harbinger.
I think it's just the budget. The budget for Man of War would be ridiculous.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, because you've got to do a Roman gladiator sort of scene, then you've got to do a freaking spaceship.
Yeah, but like
scene.
One. You have to build one set for Roman whatever, one spaceship set, and then do whatever in it. Like, it's not going to be that much. Not really. Like, obviously, it's not going to be super cheap, but it's not. It doesn't have to be crazy expensive either.
Talking about the same people that made... Actually, that, he made Gladiator.
Universal, I think.
Yeah,
maybe. But regardless, like, it's not... It's Sony. They're fucking wasting money on fucking Morbius films and...
Yeah, they got money to spend.
Well then, exactly. Yeah, no one wants to see their, like... Hook up your Valiant universe. Stop trying to make... your one character universe.
To be fair, it's very smart from a, I don't know, from a marketing point of view.
What?
To increase the comic universe at from one character. No, the only reason why I say that, I mean, I'm not saying that the Sony one would succeed.
It's ridiculous. Don't
the amount of money coming in.
No, but they're back. No, you can in theory if it works. But if it doesn't work, you're just wasting money.
Yeah, you are.
I agree. And what I was going to say is, it's like they're backup characters for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you saw a fucking Morbius comic?
Good point.
Exactly.
I think. During that run, because I think it's all to do with that run in the 90s where they were introducing all these comic, you had Sticks and, Sticks and Stones? The ones that kill Venom? Well, basically, I've been going on a tangent because I know that, you know, the Marvel Universe or the Sony Marvel Universe or the Sony dregs of the Marvel Universe that they've still got, like, rights to. I'm just like seeing what sort of like potential big bads they could have or anything like that, just so I could actually discuss them. Because from what I understand, it's only what Carnage, Negative Man, maybe. I think that's it. Like the ones that Peter Parker won't be using because they're using the Sinister Six.
Mm.
More than likely using Goblin. Reckon Goblin will get introduced in the new one.
Maybe.
Or Elements of Goblin. I mean, they'll be fools not to.
Maybe, but then at the same time, like, they might want to avoid that because he's been used twice recently.
What do you mean?
Well, in the original Spider-Man series and in Amazing Spider-Man series.
Yeah, but you say the same thing about... I'm not saying that's the main character.
No, but he'd have to be a main character at some point, so...
Yeah, it'll be basically after the Avengers 4 malarkey, I reckon Osborn will be introduced, because they're going to have to do something different with the Avengers playground, as it were.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't want Osborn to be an Avengers villain.
He's not going to be a villain, he's going to be heading Dark Avengers, then he's going to become a villain.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do Dark Avengers.
Doing Black Widow, they're going to do Dark Avengers.
Why?
Because it's... I don't think... Well, basically, they're trying to build up another roster, aren't they? Like another roster of leads.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that with a Dark Avengers.
I'll watch a Dark Avengers. If you had a Dark Justice League and a Dark Avengers, I know which one I'll watch.
We've seen the Dark Justice League. So we've seen the Dark Justice League.
No, you just see the Dark Universe, which has the Justice League in it. It's not Dark Justice. It's not Justice League Dark. Jesus. Right with Inkito.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully we'll see some decent Valiant bits soon.
A valiant effort.
Soon. Because I don't know. I don't know actually. Because like I want to see the Vanity Universe, but
you don't want to see it executed by Sony.
Yeah, I just have no faith. Yeah. No faith in Sony. Not to do this anyway. Like I saw.
I reckon they should just do the animation films first.
For what, Valiant?
Yeah, see, test the water. Get it out of there.
Nah, no, I don't think so.
I reckon so.
No, I just think they should just find someone competent to make the films. And
keep
their noses out of it. Like, get someone to do it and then step away. Like, just don't get involved.
Impossible.
Hmm? Impossible. Well, they should sort it out, because otherwise they're just going to be wasting money. Like, people are going to realize that their films aren't shit and they're not going to go see them. Which is why they had to make the Marvel deal in the first place, because Spider-Man wasn't making them the money that he should have been making them. Like, he's one of the... but that's because of them, because they are not capable of doing it properly.
One thing I found out strange, that they didn't have to do a freaking intro, as it were.
Yeah.
Origin story.
Well, you don't have to. Like, it's not completely necessary for all characters. One, Spider-Man's known enough anyway. Two, we've already seen it twice. And like, if it's not a superhero film, just say, like, it was any generic action film. Like, you're not doing origin stories of, like, who these characters are. Like,
they don't work, most of them.
Well, that's another reason why you don't really need to do them. It's not necessary.
I mean, they have to do one for Predator. Mainly because
they
get that the first time. Huh?
Not really.
We hardly know what Dutch is about.
We know enough.
No, not gonna
put it. I don't want to see a Dutch origin story.
I want to see something more than what I watched before.
Nah. Just do something different. Either do Old Man Dutch or just do something completely different.
You like that whole phrase, Old Man blah blah blah, right?
A little bit. Only because it fits, and
you can't lie, Old Man RoboCop sounds
good. Yeah, exactly. I'll be up for that.
RoboCop Returns.
So I'm not too old for this shit.
No, it wouldn't be like, it'd be like, walk away or there'll be trouble after my pills.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think it was that. He was on baby food then, so I reckon he might be able to stomach solid then, maybe.
Nah.
Or do you reckon it'll be like Frankenstein in his parts from, like, you know, other robots?
Maybe. Or Dead Cops.
Grim.
It's not that grim. It's just be like a regular donut.
Oh. Yeah, but so what? Do you reckon it'll be still Murphy's brain?
Yeah.
Fully digitized?
No, still human. Human brain. Why?
I don't know. It's like, it's weird because they took out most of his parts and stuff. And actually, what parts were left in there? Is his brain?
In what, the original one or the reboot?
In the original one, not in the reboot. We're not talking about.
I think it was like his brain, maybe his heart, maybe a couple of lungs, a bit of spine, his head, and eyes.
None of his hands, none of his legs.
No. That's why I thought it was weird in the new one that, like, he just had one hand that was human. Like, why would you, you know, for, like, you'd want the robot reflexes. Why would you want this normal human
hands?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but that's because his hand was particularly quick, innit?
I think so. No, they said it was, like so he can touch... So he can keep some of his humanity by touching people. Yeah, that doesn't work on a podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't. Who's your cues don't work on a podcast. So what's going to happen is that he's going to take off his metal glove with his metal hand and then rub his hand.
No, he didn't have a metal glove. He just had an exposed hand.
Exposed hand?
Yeah.
No, they had an exposed under budget. This is it.
No.
Yes.
No.
After Samuel Jackson got on board, it just worked out.
No. Yes. Nah, not Samuel Jackson. Like, he'll do it for, like, gas money.
I doubt it.
Huh?
Die.
No, he would, just on principle. Like, if he had to, I'm not saying, like, he's cheap. I'm just saying, like, you know, you can haggle him down because he likes to work.
He likes RoboCop as well.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, he had to. He has to have liked RoboCop.
Why? Because everyone likes RoboCop.
No, everyone likes RoboCop. The original.
Maybe.
Tangent, little bit of RoboCop boomerang.
Yeah. Apparently, Jim Carrey is in talks to play. What?
Wait.
Yeah, but you're not waiting with like enthusiasm. It's like you're waiting because you know you're going to be upset.
I'm used to it now. I reckon if you're upset in the beginning. And it's pleasantly surprised. You feel better. So it's like, you know, reverse taekwondo sort of pessimism meets optimism sort of thing.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
So, no offense.
So, Jim Carrey is going to play, well, he's in talks to be in the Sonic movie.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
Yeah. He's going to be Robotnik.
Oh,
it piques your interest.
Okay. I mean, like, I won't pay you to see it. Like, out of all the choices, I would say.
I think.
If you said something about Tails Miles Per Hour, whatever his name is,
that
would piss me off. But yeah, he plays a better villain.
Why? Why would that piss you off?
Huh?
Why would that piss you off?
Because he can't sit underneath a character. Like Jim Carrey, I mean, take for example in Batman Forever.
Yeah.
He was like the third villain in the.
Yeah, but he was peak Jim Carrey at that time. Like his ego probably could not fit into a room. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like that was peak Jim Carrey times. Like this is like he's a little bit older. He's a little bit wiser. He's a bit calmer.
I like out of control Jim Carrey.
So you do want Batman Returns Jim Carrey then?
No, not Batman Returns, Batman Forever.
Batman Forever Jim Carrey.
Yeah, of course. I thought that was the best part of that film.
Maybe.
Val Kilmer,
we can't. No. Val Kilmer was fine.
Val Kilmer wasn't fine.
He wasn't George Clooney.
George Clooney wasn't that bad. You know who was
what?
Really bad?
Yes, he was.
You know who's really
yes,
bad?
He was. He was George Clooney in that film.
Affleck is worse than both.
He was George Clooney in that film. He was not Batman or Bruce Wayne.
He still was better than Ben Affleck's.
At least Val Kilmer attempted to be Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but everyone knows that you never ever play Bruce Wayne. You play Batman, and that's it. Batman is both Bruce Wayne and Batman. Speaking of identity crisis, Moon Knight. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's effed. The new ones are effed.
I think he's always been effed.
No, but particularly effed. I mean, obviously, I'm only going on by what I've seen on YouTube and stuff like that. And my favourite guy, Comics Explained, has a new video. And, yeah. It's really cool. I mean, like, it's one of those ones where you've got a character who is so messed up that you genuinely start believing that he's crazy. Because, like, he keeps going back into this mental asylum and all that stuff, and jumping out of the mental asylum, then he's in the street, then the streets are filled with, like, ancient Egyptian pyramids and all that madness.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, some other guy is trying to invade his mind and stuff like that, and he's, like, trying to resist him, and the only way they can resist him is by killing off his excess personalities. Then he's got personalities left, right, and center. Like, he's got a girl personality where he gets all his information from. He's got a guy that is like his taxi driver that he gets all his information from. He's like a rich sort of multi-millionaire sort of stage director. One of his personalities, and you've got the guy that's Mark Spector.
Mm.
Pretty cool. The new one, anyway, is pretty freaking cool the way it's done. But yeah, that's my thing. And then apparently Moon Knight is meant to be Marvel's Batman.
Kind of, yeah.
But this new Moon Knight is just nuts. Like, he can't be... Like, just put it this way. His mind is like Legion.
Mm.
And his work ethic is like... Not Batman, it's more Green Arrow.
Yeah.
At the moment, anyway, for what I've seen. But very subliminal, very, you know, psychologically damaging stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, anything else?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say about the Sonic film.
Okay.
What? No, just on a personal level, I think I just give that one a pass.
Yeah. I mean, but I can see him being a good Robotnik. I mean, acting-wise, he would fit the role. Mm. I mean, I liked him in Lemony Snicket's thingamajiggy, and he is good as the rubber-faced clown, I would say.
Mm.
Although he has been playing a lot more serious roles recently, so it's a bit weird. Serious Jim Carrey always gives me the creeps. It's like Robin Williams, and they just don't.
I guess, but like, also, when will they realize that these like animated live action hybrids just don't work?
They do. Space Jam worked.
One.
Peach Dragon worked. Both of them.
That wasn't really animation hybrid, though, was it? Not the new one.
Yeah, the old one. That sold money. Bedknobs and Broomsticks as well. That's another animation hybrid. Anything before 95.
Yeah, look how old that is. That's like 1972 or some shit like that.
Yeah, anything before that time worked. Because that was like the limitations that they had at the time.
But yeah.
Now it's like...
Space Jam, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You Afraid Roger Rabbit is still a classic.
Oh, yeah, that worked too. That's it. Nothing else. Mm.
Wasn't there that really weird Looney Tunes one with Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
I'm not sure if that was good.
I don't know what that's called, though.
Busting Loose, maybe?
And I...
That's
I do not think that was good. I can't remember, but I don't think it was good.
Yeah.
Show. So, apparently Scarlett Johansson dropped out of a role due to a casting controversy.
Which
again.
One?
It was in Rub and Tug. And she was supposed to play a transgender person, and they weren't having it, and so she pulled out.
That's a double entendre that you couldn't resist, could you, sir? I don't know. This is the line now, isn't it? We've actually reached a line. Now actors can't pretend to be other people anymore.
You just have to play yourself.
Yeah, all the time. This is truly the line. Yeah, it's weird. Women can't pretend to be men anymore. Men can't pretend to be women.
Yeah.
If you are, you're transgender. What a fucked up world are we living in? Can't be a quarter Chinese in your films or anything like that. You have to be generally Chinese,
yeah.
Or generally black, or, you know.
Yeah, because I guess this kind of ties into something else. I wasn't going to mention it, but something else that I read that, what's her name? Her name is... Give me two. Oh, yeah. Alexandra Shipp. Apparently, she got grief because she wasn't dark enough to play Storm in some people's eyes. It's fucked up, right?
Yeah. was X-Men Apocalypse. If the only thing that you could pick up from that film is that she wasn't dark enough, I have no words. That's just like, if that's the only thing that negative came out of the film, then that person...
The whole film was negative.
No, but this is what I'm saying. That person obviously enjoyed that film, and obviously that person just gets disavowed from any opinion holding ever again. Ever again.
Yeah, fuck that person. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know how. Like, are there enough transgenders, like, male and females to have to play, like...
It's the argument of,
those specific roles. That's a very specific role.
There should be more actors doing big roles. It shouldn't just be Scarlett Johansson. I get that.
No, yes. Okay, yeah. But then also you need to take ability into account.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not, like, all right, you're transgendered, congratulations. Mm-hmm. But if you're like a Gal Gadot level actress or transgender actor, you know, and I've got the choice of putting a Scarlett Johansson in, well, I kind of know which one I'm going to pick.
You know what it is. People that critique films nowadays don't know how to sell films nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's like, fair enough, she's a bit light or whatever, but maybe she was the most attractive person that auditioned on that day, other than everybody else, and you're only going to go for the pretty ones. But in saying that, it's all down to the perspective of the person who's actually doing the casting, what is attractive, what is not attractive. So, that's where the problem lies. It's nothing to do with the girl that got the role. It's to do with the person that put her in.
Yeah, but also, what if she was just the best person in the room on that day?
That as well. Disavows all of that now. So now she has to defend that she got a role because of her skin colour, which is all wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, but then saying that, it's one of those ones where I always believe, unless you work with the people that are in the room, and you can work with the people in the room, at the end of the day, it may be a rich, white, middle-class guy that has the money to put out for this film. So he may feel a bit negative towards somebody who is from a different path, as it were. So, for example, somebody who's fresh off the boat from Africa, as it were, may not be his first choice. But in saying that, you know, if it's a film about Africa, it should be somebody who is fresh off the boat from Africa.
Yeah.
It should be. Like, it shouldn't be an American, it shouldn't be a British person. The struggle's completely different. But in saying that, how many African speak... Because there are African-speaking actors.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the whole Nollywood circuit and everything else. So, how many African-speaking actors have the ability or the training that a British or an American actor has?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And can they pull off a role convincingly?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I've seen a couple of Nollywood films, and some of the acting in there is somewhat...
Garbage.
No. It's not garbage.
Hot garbage.
It's not garbage. I'm trying to get a nuance word. You know, just something specifically for this. Regurgitated feces wrapped in the womb of a seagull flying into a crate of garbage. That's on fire. Yeah, that's how much garbage it is.
Yeah.
But saying that, people that watch those films over in, like, you know, the native countries, whatever, they're quite fond of the acting, they're quite fond of, you know, the style of acting, because it's got its own style, unique thing. And, you know, it makes money. At the end of the day, you've got to think of what makes money. So if you are, because it also plays against Hollywood as well. In Nollywood, it's like half of Bollywood, if that makes sense. The Bollywood actors are now getting the same, if not a little bit more, than some of the Hollywood actors. So Nollywood's halfway there, so it's going to be a case where the film market is going to be saturated with both Nollywood films, Bollywood films, and sort of like some of the Asian marketed films as well. So I'm talking like China, Japan. Japan hasn't really got too heavy on it, but South Korea has. They're really making a lot of power moves now, by the looks of things, anyway. So that's something to look out for. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's less on props. Like, you know, that's the justification of Scarlett Johansson as this transgender person. Something better to look at. I mean, like, me as a sort of, like, transophobe person or whatever. I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying, like, you know, in general.
People can't see your air quotes.
Okay, there's air quotes. So, like, me as a sort of, like, person who is ignorant to the trials and tribulations of a transgender person.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to see something with Scarlett Johansson in playing a transgender person.
Yeah.
Than I am with an actual transgender person.
Mm.
Because I'm familiar with Scarlett Johansson's face. I like the words that come out of her face. I'm more relatable to things that come out of her face. Pause.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know, like, at the same it's difficult. It is a bit of a difficult one because, yeah, that is true, but at the same time, you kind of, you know, like, they need to make the films for you to at least be able to make that choice.
Yeah, bridge. You know what I mean? Like, any film that bridges the gap. So, like, same thing happened with, like, when people had problems with black people, we had our really hardcore films like Mississippi's Burning, and then you had the funny films in regards to Eddie Murphy and all that stuff. And during the 80s and the 90s, black culture kind of got more assimilated within American culture to the point that they are sort of like, I mean, before they were sort of like there, but they weren't really a voice in that culture. And then hip hop came along, and then, you know, they got their whole unique strength or structure within there. Which then obviously helped spur upon Obama getting elected in some shape or form. You know what I mean? All this entertainment revolution, you know, getting used to seeing a black face, you know, Neighbours and all that stuff. But yeah,
Yeah, but that's kind of like what I'm saying. Like, they need to make films with transgender actors for you to be able to see films with transgender actors.
Yeah, but this is a fucked up thing. It's like, you have to then argue that, I can imagine it. It's like on set, a transgender person that didn't get the role is now going to be advising another transgender on how to be transgender.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't need an advisor if.
Same thing with somebody who's mentally impaired. They have to do that stuff the same way. So it's just going to be chaos on film sets. I mean, in this idealistic world.
Yeah, but if you choose someone that's of that background, whether it be mentally impaired or, you know, transgendered, if you get an actor from that background or, you know, of that way, then you wouldn't need an advisor. Whereas if you get a Scarlett Johansson, you do need someone to advise.
Okay, don't go full retard sort of him, or don't go full cerebral palsy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just bad. It's just bad. I mean, like, it's bad to see it, like, because obviously we haven't got any. Sorry for using the word retarded. I'm speaking about old terms. Rain Man and what's the other one? I Am Sam. You know, all these films and all that stuff that have been out. But yeah, it's strange. Like, acting used to be a world of imagination where you can go into and believe these stories. Now, I'm not saying that.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but it's difficult to argue that when, like, last year, you're arguing, not you specifically, but you're arguing for, you know, like, it should be an Asian actor playing Major.
It should have been.
Yeah, it should have been.
I mean, no offense, but it's like, race, I feel, is more important than sexuality in films. Only because, visually,
yeah,
unless you're fucking,
even if you're fucking, you wouldn't know. Unless it's porn.
Yeah, this is it. So it's like, sexuality, as I said before, doesn't come into it. So somebody who's transgender,
yeah,
can be played by both.
But then that's the thing is, that's the thing as well. Like, then are people gonna start arguing every time?
Like
a straight person plays a gay person in a role.
Yeah, of course they are.
But I don't know. Like,
but then, like, you know, it will get to a point where we can't actually argue if a gay person is playing straight, sort of thing.
Yeah, but I'm sure that happens.
That happens all the time. It happens with Doogie Howser. He was playing the most straightest guy in the world, Barney in bloody How I Met Your Mother. And, you know, I think it's just a case where you get, like, critics that are over-serious and overbearing. That's all it is.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't think it's not...
But for her to be,
the
like,
backlash is not from critics. The backlash is from the community.
Yeah, but the community... Have you seen the stats for the transgender community?
Of course not.
Well, basically, apparently they're very, like... The idea behind treating them nicer is because their suicide rate is higher than everybody else's.
I mean, I'm sure that's not the only reason.
Well, that as well. And, like, you know, if the idea is if they are treated nicer, then they want to be part of our community. But I think half these people are jerks. No, because, like, regardless of sexuality or something like that, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it depends on what sort of person wants this sort of attention or needs this sort of attention. Oh, I'm sexually ambiguous and I need to be treated as such. I'm no longer male, I'm no longer female, I want to be, you know, gender neutral. It's like...
It's a bit different, though.
No, it's the same, because, like, fair enough, if you're a guy trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body,
yeah,
it's like one of those ones where dress how you feel comfortable. Right? There's no need to wop off your weenie or fill up your gap. It's not needed.
Yeah, but then that's part of feeling comfortable, right?
No. I'm sorry, I can't justify another man chopping off his penis. Can't do it.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't have to just.
I know. I mean, fair enough. It's him and it's his body.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm not saying that the transgender ladies are insignificant. Actually, I am kind of. But just by saying that. But it's like.
See a couple of notes underneath the door.
Yeah, it's a couple. It's flying up. You can't just say that. Nah, but I mean, like, you know. I suppose the ladies, they get rid of their breasts, don't they? So, like, with the testosterone and all that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not here to sort of, like, fully judge people on that. Because, you know, it's your body, do what you want with it. But, this is the big but. In film, transgender existed before transgender was a thing. In Shakespeare, women weren't permitted out of sexism to be actors. So some women used to dress up as dudes. Shakespeare in love, if there's anything to, like, you know, live by. And that's how they used to roll. So if we're talking about transgenderism, or what's the official name? It's dandyism. Dandy, you know. Being a dandy, then, you can't complain about Scarlett Johansson playing a role at all. Like, I don't think it's all of the community, because I hate it when people I hate when people just say, yeah, it's LGBT community, blah, blah, blah. No, it's just four people using that fucking hashtag, constantly bombarding one fucking inbox.
It's some people, yeah.
It's just some people. It's like, it's not as if, like, people are that hashtagging black. That's what you should start doing. Hashtag black. or hashtag white, or hashtag red, or hashtag blue.
Yeah.
Like when we're talking about ideals on race in that case. It's just stupid. Like, LGBT, W, whatever. Every time I look at it, there's another fucking letter. And the worst thing about it is that I know, like, if you are part of, like, you know, the gay or lesbian community, not a lot of people identify that whole anagram, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, fair enough, it's like, it's a media-friendly term, isn't it? So it's like, you see it on social media, you see it on people's t-shirts, all that stuff. But whenever they go home to their lover or significant other or whatever, they're not, I mean, I know that I don't give a fuck about the stupid hashtag.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't give a fuck. Humanity is quite similar in that sense. You know, unless people are like up in the scene, as it were, more air quotes, scene, as it were, and they're living the life, air quotes, as it were.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like, you know, the, what do they call them? Social justice warrior.
Yeah.
SJWs.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And it's disgusting in some senses. I shouldn't be dropping this much truth. Shouldn't be doing it, but I have to do it. It's horrible.
That's what it's for. That's what it's for. Mm-hmm. On a lighter note, Joss Whedon's gonna be doing a sci-fi drama for HBO.
What's it, Superman? Hello, Superman. How you doing? Show suffer. Superman suffer. Show good. Superman don't suffer. Show bad.
No, it's not.
Oh, God. Does that just seem like just having a sucky episode after a sucky episode like Buffy? Like,
yeah.
It died, bro. What that kryptonite, what those freaking Kryptonians. Like, just replace the vampires for Kryptonians.
Yeah, he'd be dead. This one's about Victorian women with some unusual powers. On HBO.
Unusual powers?
Yeah. I'm on board. I'm already on board.
What, the power to vote? It's funny because it's true. Nah, I mean... No. Why Victorians?
I don't know.
The Buffy makes sense.
Yeah, well, maybe he wanted to do something more... In the past, right? Some old-timey powers. I mean, not old-timey powers, but old-timey people with powers. Puts a different kind of spin on it. They might get mistaken for witches.
Mm.
Try to burn them.
Yeah, of course. Nice Victorian time, no. They wouldn't. They'll be seen as a cult.
And try to burn them.
Do I burn any witches, then?
So what they do, give them hotels.
No, just worship them. And charge. They should charge people money. That's how the Nazi party came about, isn't it? Well, just one of the conspiracy theories. Now, he was told how to invent all these things from the occult. From the Ouija boards and all that stuff. And said, something about it's a twin, like with the secret to human life is a twin snake, the helix. And when somebody found out about the double helix, and the DNA strands and all that, man, it was said to be true. But in saying that, people are looking for that, they probably noticed something like that in the past or something like that. Whatever. But yeah, apparently all this stuff was coming from a Ouija board. And then from the Ouija board, they got all this mad technology and all that stuff. Interesting stuff. But yeah, it came out of the Victorian times, because apparently that was like a sponsors of the Nazi Party.
Mm.
Yeah, got a bit weird, got a bit strange. Yeah, interesting stuffs.
Yeah, I'm bored anyway.
Yeah, it sounds right. You know what I'm not on board of?
Sonic?
Mm-mm. Is that
a Jared Leto Joker?
No.
Or not something worse?
Yeah, definitely something worse.
Jared Leto Morbius?
No. It's going to kill part of my childhood, but I've been storing up the energy for it. Thundercats Raw. Now, the second I heard about a new Thundercats series, I was confused for two reasons. One, the second reboot, or the first reboot, was really good.
Yeah.
In fact, it was great. Everything made sense. I was very confident about the product. Then, I clicked on Thundercats Raw, and I was greeted with an image which can only be described as slightly seriously fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, simplicity and all that stuff, it kind of works sometimes. Exaggerated sort of lines, because like you've got Gumball and you've got what's that one, Adventure Time, and it's this kind of simple looking, but there's a lot of like, you know, complexity to it.
Yeah,
I get that, but the new Thundercats Raw, not that I want to sort of like, you know, round it up in a small ball, but it looks like garbage.
Yes.
Compared to that one looked really smooth, really chiseled, really well done. Maybe it's just production cost that fucked them up.
I don't know, maybe, but
just wait 4 years. I'd rather wait 4 years for one of those series.
I don't know. Yeah, like what you're saying about like simple drawings or whatever, like that works for some, like it works for certain things, like it works for Gumball. But like I just don't see it working for it doesn't work for a Thundercats that I want. Like it's
but it's like then I heard the voices as well. The voices
I didn't hear the voices.
Fucking goofy stuff. It's like, I don't hear the Thundercats. So I'm blah 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 blah. And then he has a sort of moments, give it a sight beyond sight. And it's like, no. This is not happening.
I don't want this one to cats.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah, it looks like garbage. Like, I really, I don't know, like, they say that kids can only, like, they can only ingest, like, the content in this format where it's like, 15-minute long episodes, which is why they did Justice League Action. Which was similar, like it was the animation style was dumbed down, like not as much to the level of Thundercats Raw, but like it was way different from what we were used to when we was watching like you know, Justice League
animations.
Justice League Unlimited and Batman animated series. And, yeah, they had it as, like, 15-minute episodes, which is also what they do with Teen Titans Go. Mm. And it's like, I don't really think that's true.
If you put
just put a compelling story in front of a kid, like, they'll watch it. Like, they will sit down and watch it. And, like, with streaming and stuff, like, they'll watch it later. Like, if they want to run, they'll watch it when they do want to sit down. Like, it's not a big thing. Like, just, I don't know, like, they're only watching these 15-minute garbage fests because you're making them. If you didn't make them, it's not like, you know, like, kids were only watching half episodes and, like, I don't know, you did, like, a focus group and you found out that kids watched half an episode and then they didn't watch the rest and they couldn't understand what the story was.
So you only watch Harvey? And the kid just was like, you know.
And if that was the case, it was probably because your story was garbage.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know, man. Just sort yourselves out, man. Just sort yourselves out.
Yeah.
Sort yourselves out. Like, yeah, Teen Titans Go is getting a movie. Like, I can't believe it.
I can.
I can't believe it. It's like, why? It doesn't even make sense. If you're going to say, yeah, oh, kids can only watch a 15-minute episode, but then you're going to give them a two-hour movie.
No, it's just because the person that
doesn't make any
it,
sense.
The person that was writing it has got, like, a... how can I put it? A limitation of how many, like, episodes they can do.
Yeah.
So they knock out all the episodes. And, yeah. They don't have to do it anymore. That's the reason why they're doing 15-minute episodes. I think...
Yeah, and also, like, it also means that you don't have to do any story arcs that go, like, a whole season, because you're just doing singular episodes. They're only 15 minutes long. They don't relate to any, they don't relate to any other episode in any meaningful way. It's just laziness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you'll be lazy.
And I prefer the original Teen Titans as well.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Sweet. So, wrapping it up. So, yes.
Yeah, so Redacted Shun.
At Redacted Shun. At, Wylam Mofo. At, Real Dumb Shit. Also, we're on Instagram. Well, we're starting up on Instagram. And that's Wylam Official. Our YouTube channel is Official Wylon. Our Facebook is Official Wylon as well. So Twitter, Facebook. Oh yeah, the actual podcast, if you haven't sort of like seen it, is on iTunes as well as YouTube. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Yeah, it's on other podcast providers as well. Just
yeah, TuneIn, Castbox, I think it is. Pod Bay.
Oh,
I mean, it's weird stuff.
Yeah, there's some loads of weird stuff that I've found when I just Googled it. And just hashtag redacted or hashtag shunt.
Defo. And on that note, peace! Actually, I don't like that piece. What's the Comics Explained guy does it? I don't like it.
Does he? Oh, yeah,
it does. But we have to have a weird sign off.
Cheerio.
Cheers.
We're weird.